This is the first time that I ever preached or got up before anybody. I used to do things and the Lord would give me something and Kenneth would come in and say, well, they told me to preach tonight. And I said, well, here, I got you something. Well, he'll get up and do it. And so this is my very first time, and y'all touched on about everything that I have put down, but mine, I'm going to base mine on on faith, on forgiveness. My message, I call it, God is calling his people. God is calling his people. He's calling them to repent. He's made a decision that changes the total direction of one's life. In Jesus' ministry, he concluded on the same term. In Matthew 4:17, Mark 6:12, when Jesus himself had become the issue, he called to repentance was a call to change one's mind about him and make a personal commitment to him. That's Luke 13:3-5, Acts 3:19. God requires both repentance and faith on the part of an individual in order for one to be saved. Repentance towards God is required because it's God whom we have offended, because one who truly repents has faith, for his faith in God that is expressed when we carry out a decision to turn from our old ways and commit ourselves to God's ways, yes, which God prescribes for a spiritual sickness. 2 Chronicles 7:14. 1. A. Walk. B. Believe. C. Humility. D. Repent. E. Faith. And F. Obey. Now in Isaiah 55:7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the upright man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to God he will abundantly pardon. And it says promises of forgiveness of sin upon repentance. Amendment of life was impressed by God from the very beginning. Genesis 4:4. God will multiply pardon if a man will return to him. Abundant pardon. Justification by faith. God set sin aside as though it had never happened. by faith in Jesus Christ, what he done at the cross. Let us walk according to God's word, not according to public opinion.
Yes.
There's two questions. Am I following Jesus, or am I following others more? The second one, how can I seek closeness with Jesus? How can we learn more about his life, his heartbeat of Jesus himself, where he walked, how he walked, what he said, and it will change your life.
Yes.
Pray to find the closeness for which you're been looking for. Ezekiel 11:20 says that they may walk in my standards and keep my ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God.
Yes.
John 15:4, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine.
Yes.
Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
That's good.
Here's one that I really love, and it really touched my heart. It says Psalms 143:1-4, and I'm going to read. And it says Luke 23:43. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to my supplication. In my faithfulness, answer me, and in your righteousness. While this psalmist speaks of David, in a greater way, it points to the Messiah who prayed out of the depths and darkness of hell. The Holy Spirit allowed us thereby to see inside this dark moment. When Jesus was in the garden, praying and asking the Lord to take the cup from him, he said, but if it's thy will, be done. Not mine, but yours. Up ahead, he saw the mountain. Golgotha. He could have called 10,000 angels. He had the power, but he was a human. Human spirit was praying to God. But he had the power to move that mountain and cast it into the sea. But I thank my God that he didn't call that mountain to move and cast it into the sea. Now David and the greater son of David declared the righteousness of God and the righteousness of man as Jehovah anointed servant. He occupied the center of the verse as a mediator or the day man. Man cannot justify himself, but God will freely justify man upon believing faith, pertaining to believe exactly in Jesus Christ. We got to believe in Jesus.
Yes.
That's the only way we're going to get heaven. by Jesus Christ. Psalms 143:7-8 says, "Hear me speedily, O God, and my spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like unto them who go down into the pit." This verse tells us that Jesus did not go into the burning side of hell, as Psalm teaches. He did not die as a lost soul, as Psalm also teaches. The Lord does not hear nor answer the prayers of a lost soul in hell. Jehovah heard the prayers of Christ and answered him, even while he was in the depths of the world. Verse 8 calls me to hear your loving kindness in the morning. For you do I trust. Calls me to know the way wherein I shall walk. For I lift up my soul unto you. He prayed for the Father to raise him up in the morning, and that he did. Luke 23:43, "And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, today shall you be with me in paradise." The statement of fact, not a question, as some claim. He stays in paradise. Would you be very short? It would be very short. Some 3 days later, he would accompany Christ to heaven, along with very other persons in which included all the Old Testament saints. Luke 22:40. "And when he was in the place, Gethsemane, the place of surrender, saying, Father, if you be will, remove this cup from me," speaks of that which he would have to drink in the spiritual sense. "Nevertheless, not my will, but thou be done." This is the price of surrender. "And there appeared an angel in him from heaven, strengthening him. And this was the peace of surrender. As a human being, he suffered more as possible that no other has suffered, thereby despising, needing the help of an angel. In 44, it says, "And being in a groan, he prayed more earnestly." Hebrews 5:7 shows that the wrath of God was the judge that was to judge him as if he and he alone were the only sinner who ever existed, even though he was no sinner at all. This caused that groaning, so his death was not just a great example and self-sacrifice, as multitudes I can't even read my own writing. I'm getting nervous. "And this sweat was as if it was a great drop of blood falling down to the ground, which raised the recollection back that under extreme mental pressure, the pores may become so that the blood may issue from them in the form of bloody sweat. And this, and here it says, we base our today on Chronicles 7:14. If my people, who are called by my name, as believers, shall humble themselves, humility, and pray and seek my face, the prayer of repentance, turn from their wicked ways, which proclaims the matter of true repentance, then will I hear from heaven, but not otherwise, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God, description for us, spiritual sickness. James 4:10, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. 1 Peter 5:5, likewise, you young, this is associated pastors in a local church. Commit yourself under the elders, senior pastors. Yes, all of you be subject one to another. Refers to a multitude of understanding, and be clothed with humility. Refers to the that grace all other can only come by faith in the cross. For God resists the proud. He sets himself in a range against the proud person, and gives grace to the humble, one who places his faith exclusively in the cross in Christ. Peter 1:5-6. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
Yes.
And I love this. It's for 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. John 6:44. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and will raise him up at the last day. Acts 2:38-39. When Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. James 2:5. Pardon, my beloved brethren, has not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised to them that love him? Proverbs 16:19. Better it is to be of a humble spirit and with a load of lonely than to divide the spoil with the proud.
Yes.
Isaiah 57:5. For thus saith the high and the only one that inhabit eternity, which name is holy. I dwell in the high and lonely place, for with him also that is of a contrast and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of humble, and to revive the heart of a contrast one.
Amen.
The last one is Ezekiel 11:20. they that may walk in my standards and keep my ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Psalm 67, God has drawn the boundaries. God instructions and boundaries are protection, restriction meant to define where safe freedom can be found.
Yes.
Glory to God. That's good.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
My first time.
Yeah.
And I read it. I have read it.
Miss Angel and Miss Weehan, come on, give God thanks for her. Amen. Good word, good word. Amen. At this time we call Brother Robin, Minister Robin, as he come.
Yes.
Amen. Right after him we have Debbie gonna come. Amen. And speak. Amen. Right after him. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. For today's do is good. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. God bless. Amen. As he comes.